Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Maim Rabbi Avram Goldan and Tirma Sechas Chulin, Daf Kuf Chavtes, the last daf in the ninth parak, Ha'or V'Harote. The Zikhu Sechas Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara discusses a kazayis of meat cut off from Eiver Min HaChai with the intent to use it as food for non-Jews. As food, it contracts tumah from the Eiver Min HaChai, provided that it first undergoes heksher for tumah. Although it was previously matam with tumah chamura, severe tumah as part of Eiver Min HaChai, and should presumably not require heksher, Rav explains, k'shishimish ma'isa eit shimish, when it served as part of something that was matam with tumah chamura, it served the function of wood, not food. Therefore, when it later assumes the status of food, it requires heksher, like any other food. The Gemara proceeds to answer five additional questions with this principle. For example, kofet sa'or sheyichta l'yeshiva, a block of leaven, which one designated for sitting, loses its status as chametz and may be kept on Pesach, and becomes a seat susceptible to the tumah chamura of moshav. This tumah may be the raisa, yet it's not an example of food transmitting tumah chamura because the leaven is serving as a maisa eitz, meaning a seat, not as food. Point number two, in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Reb Meir said that after an animal dies, its formerly dangling flesh requires heksher before it can become tame, while the dangling aver is metame as aver min achai. The Mishnah concludes that Rabbi Shimon rules it tahor, and after extensive discussion, the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Shimon is referring to the basar. The aver, however, is tame as aver min achai. Rabbi Yochanan explains that Rabbi Shimon infers from the pasuk mikol ochel asher ye'achel, from any foods which can be eaten, ochel shata yachul achilu acherim krui ochel, food which you may feed to others, meaning non-Jews, is called food, but ochel shiyata yachul achilu acherim ain't a karui ochel. Food which you may not feed to others is not called food regarding tumah of food. Since basa min achai is forbidden even to Gentiles, it cannot contract tumas ochlin. And pointing with you, the next mission states that a person's dangling aver or flesh is tahor. If he dies, the dangling flesh remains tahor because it's viewed as if it fell off just before his death, and this tana holds human basar min achai is tahor. The formerly dangling aver is matame as aver min achai, but not as a limb from a dead body. A brisa records Rabbi Eliezer's tradition that aver min ameis is tahor, but Rabbi Yeshua argues from a kal vachomer. If aver min achai is tame, an aver min ameis is certainly tame. The nafkamina between whether an aver is tame as aver min achai or as aver min ameis concerns the kazayis of flesh and etzem katsora, the bone the size of a barleycorn. A Mishnah states, kazayis basar porsh me aver min achai, a kazayis of flesh which separates from a limb, severed from a living person, Rabbi Eliezer rules at tame, while Rabbi Nochrina ben Akana and Rabbi Yeshua rule at tahor. Regarding an etzem katsora which separated from an aver min achai, Rabbi Nochrina rules at tame, while Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua rule at tahor. Thus, when our Mishnah, which follows Rabbi Yeshua, classifies the dangling aver as aver min achai, it means that flesh or bone which separates from it is tahor. So once again, the three points are, number one, a Gemara discusses a kazayis of meat cut off from an aver min achai with the intent to use it as food for non-Jews. As food, it contracts tumah from the aver min achai, provided that it first undergoes heksher for tumah. Although it was previously matam with tumah chamura, severe tumah as part of aver min achai, and should presumably not require heksher, Rav explains, k'shishimish ma'isa eit shimish, when it served as part of something that was matami with tumah chamura, it served the function of wood, not food. Therefore, when it later assumes the status of food, it requires heksher, like any other food. The Gemara proceeds to answer five additional questions with this principle. For example, kofet sa'or sheyichta l'yeshiva, a block of leaven, which one designated for sitting, loses its status as chametz and may be kept on Pesach, and becomes a seat susceptible to the tumah chamura of moshav. This tumah may be the raisa, yet it's not an example of food transmitting tumah chamura because the leaven is serving as a maisa eitz, meaning a seed, not as food. Point number two, in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Reb Meir said that after an animal dies, its formerly dangling flesh requires heksher before it can become tameh, while the dangling aver is metameh as aver min achai. The Mishnah concludes that Rabbi Shimon rules it tahor, and after extensive discussion, the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Shimon is referring to the basar. The aver, however, is tameh as aver min achai. Rabbi Yochanan explains that Rabbi Shimon infers from the pasuk mikol ochel asher ye'achel, from any foods which can be eaten, ochel shata yachul achilu acherim krui ochel, food which you may feed to others, meaning non-Jews, is called food, but ochel shiyata yachul achilu acherim ain't a karui ochel. Food which you may not feed to others is not called food regarding tumah of food. Since basa min achai is forbidden even to Gentiles, it cannot contract tumas ochlin. And pointing with you, the next mission states that a person's dangling aver or flesh is tahor. If he dies, the dangling flesh remains taller because it's viewed as if it fell off just before his death, and this tana holds human basar min achai is taller. The formerly dangling aver is matame as aver min achai, but not as a limb from a dead body. A braisa records with Eliezer's tradition that aver min ameis is taller, but Rabbi Yeshua argues from a kal v'chomer. If aver min achai is tame, and aver min ameis is certainly tame, the nafka mina between whether an aver is tame as aver min achai or as aver min ameis concerns a kazayas of flesh and etzem katsora, the bone the size of a barley corn. A Mishnah states, kazayas basar porsh me aver min achai, a kazayas of flesh which separates from a limb, severed from a living person, Rabbi Eliezer rules at tame, while Rabbi Nochrina ben Akana and Rabbi Yeshua rule at tahor. Regarding an etzem katsora which separated from an aver min achai, Rabbi Nochrina rules at tame, while Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua rule at tahor. Thus, when our Mishnah, which follows Rabbi Yeshua, classifies the dangling aver as aver min achai, it means that flesh or bone which separates from it is tahor. All right, so now we go to our siman daf kuf chaf tes, and our standard siman is a cactus. A cactus. So here goes. The man sitting near a cactus on a sourdough bench on Pesach, which is allowed because it's Maisa Eitz, informed the rescue workers cleaning up from a deadly collision a rider had with a cactus that the previously dangling meat on the dead bull is not tummy because it's forbidden for a goy to eat, and the dangling flesh from the dead rider is tower, while the dangling aver is tummy because of aver min achai. Once again, slow motion. The man sitting near a cactus. Cactus? That must be on daf. The man sitting near a cactus on a sourdough bench on Pesach, which is allowed because it's Maisa Eitz, which reminds us of Block 11, which one designated for sitting loses its status as chametz and may be kept on Pesach and becomes a seat susceptible to the tuma chamura Moshav. This tuma may be deraisa, yet it's not an example of food transmitting tuma chamura because the leaven is serving as Maisa Eitz, meaning a seat, not as food. So the man sitting near a cactus on a sourdough bench on Pesach, which is allowed because it's Maisa Eitz, informed the rescue workers cleaning up from a deadly collision a rider had with a cactus that the previously dangling meat on the dead bull is not tameh, because it's forbidden for a goy to eat, which reminds us Rabbi Shimon refers from the pasuk Mikol Ocha Asher Ye'achel, from any foods which can be eaten, Ocho Shata Yachul Achil Acherim Krui Ocho, food which you may feed to others, meaning non-Jews, is called food. But food which you may not feed to others is not called food regarding tuma of food. Since basar min achai is forbidden even to Gentiles, it cannot contract tumas ochlin. So the man sitting near a cactus on a sourdough bench on Pesach, which is allowed because it's Maisa Eitz, informed the rescue workers cleaning up from a deadly collision a rider had with a cactus that the previously dangling meat on the dead bull is not tummy because it's forbidden for goy to eat. And the dangling flesh from the dead rider is tahor, while the dangling aver is tameh because of aver min achai, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that a person's dangling aver or flesh is tahor. If he dies, the dangling flesh remains tahor because it's viewed as if it fell off just before his death, and this tana holds human basar min achai is tahor. The formerly dangling aver is matameh as aver min achai, but not as a limb from a dead body. So once again, the man sitting near a cactus on a sourdough bench on Pesach, which is allowed because it's Maisa Eitz, informed the rescue workers cleaning up from a deadly collision a rider had with a cactus that the previously dangling meat on the dead bull is not tameh because it's forbidden for a goy to eat, and the dangling flesh from the dead rider is tahor, while the dangling aver is tameh because of aver min achai. All right, so now it's time for four blah bach hazara. Daf kuf chaf hei. So the simmer daf kuf chaf hei is $1.25. So here goes. When the customer tried to bargain the peddler selling bone marrow keychains to lower than $1.25, that must run daf kuf chaf hei. When the customer tried to bargain the peddler selling bone marrow keychains to lower than $1.25 because they're matami by touching them, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, kuis ameis, regarding a marrow bone from a dead body, but kuis hamukdashim, and a marrow bone from a carbon which became noser, one who touches them, whether they're closed or punctured, is tame. Although he cannot touch the marrow inside, the bone of a dead body is itself matame, midaraisa. So when the customer tried to bargain the peddler selling bone marrow keychains to lower than $1.25 because they're matame by touching them, and the peddler argued back that at least they're not matame by oel, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that the marrow bone of a dead body is matame with maga, implying that it's not matame through mayo, one who forms a roof over it. Accordingly, the bone must have less than a kazayas of flesh. Furthermore, it cannot contain a kazayas of moach, marrow inside, because such enclosed tuma is bokas ba'ola. It breaks through its covering, meaning the bone, and rises, and would be matame through ohel. So when the customer tried to bargain the peddler selling bone marrow keychains to lower than $1.25 because they're matame by touching them, and the peddler argued back that at least they're not matame, but ohel. Another customer pointed out that they are already tame by ohel because they're above a mace separated by rope meshwork that's within a tefach of the body, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi says, Chavuli mita, v'sirigei chalonos, the interlaced ropes of a bed and the interlaced bars of a window can form a chatzitza between a lower and upper floor. Thus, if a mace is on the lower floor and someone on the upper floor touches a space opposite the holes in the meshwork, he remains taller. However, if the ropes were spread out in the air over a mace, one who touches a space opposite the holes becomes tamei through oil because the ropes do not form a chatzitza between the floors when they are not part of the structure. Daf Kuf Chav Vav. So the simmer Daf Kuf Chav Vav is a cuckoo bird clock. So here goes. The man who went at the cuckoo bird clock shop, cuckoo bird clock, that must more on Daf Kuf Chav Vav. The man who went at the cuckoo bird clock shop and didn't notice the dead dog lying in the doorway with a kazai's mace in its stomach and two men measuring its neck, which reminds us, a Mishnah states that kelvcha achol basar mace, if a dog ate flesh from a dead body, and the dog died and is lying with its neck in the threshold of a house, and its body containing the basar mace outside, there are four opinions. Rabbi Meir says, if there's a tefach of space in its neck, meaning its neck measures a cubic tefach, the tumah enters the house through ohel, otherwise it does not. Yossi's statement is interpreted in two parts. So, the man who went into the cuckoo bird clock shop and didn't notice the dead dog lying in the doorway with a kazai's mace in his stomach and two men measuring its neck, jumped when the cuckoo bird clock on the wall announced the time by demonstrating a different type of tumas mace every hour, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon says, Shosh tumos poshos mina mace. There are three tumos which emerge from a dead body, each of which has two of a mace's abilities to transmit tuma, but lacks the third. The first, mali tarvid rekev, a ladleful of decomposed corpse dust. The second, etzim kasora, a bone the size of a barley cone. And the third, gol of a dofik, the wall and cover of a coffin. So the man who went to the cuckoo bird clock shop and didn't notice the dead dog lying in the doorway with a kazai's mace in his stomach and two men measuring its neck, jumped when the cuckoo bird clock on the wall announced the time by demonstrating a different type of tumas mace every hour, and almost fainted when he saw a mouse that is half flesh and half earth, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Achbar shechetsu basar vechetsu adama, regarding a dead mouse which is half flesh and half earth. The Tanakhama says, one who touches the flesh is tameh, but one who touches the earth remains tahor. Rabbi Yudah says, Afa nogeba adama shekeneged basar tameh, even one who touches the earth opposite the flesh is tameh. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, this ruling only applies if it developed into a sheretz over one entire side, otherwise, even touching the flesh would not render him tameh. Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. So the simmer Daf Kuf Chav Zayin is cookies. So here goes. The baker made Marav B'Masech Hashem cookies. Cookies? That must be on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. The baker made Marav B'Masech Hashem cookies with creatures from the sea, land, and air, and fire on them, which reminds us, Rabbi Kippur would marvel, Marav B'Masech Hashem, how wondrous are your works, Hashem. Yeshcha Brios Gedeos B'Yam, you have creatures which grow up in the sea. Yeshcha Brios Gedeos B'Yabasha, and you have creatures which grow up on dry land. If the sea creatures were to go up on dry land, and the land creatures were to descend into the sea, they would immediately die. You have creatures which grow up in fire, or the salamandra, and creatures which grow up in the air. If those which live in fire were to rise into the air, or those of the air were to descend into the fire, they would immediately die. So the baker made Marabu Masech Hashem cookies with creatures from the sea, land, air, and fire on them to try and console the man whose animal had a dangling limb that became tame, tumas ochlin, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ha'ivra v'habasa ha'mudadlin b'behema, the limb and the meat which dangle from an animal, matame tumas ochlin mimkoman, transmit food tuma in their place, even while still attached, but require heksher with liquid before becoming tame. Had they been fully detached, they would be Eivra Minachai and Basa Minachai, respectively. Eivra Minachai is an independent source of tuma. Daf Kuf Chav Ches. So the simmer Daf Kuf Chav Ches is 100 strong men. So here goes. At the 100 strong men contest, 100 strong men? That must be on Daf Kuf Chav Ches. Kuf Koach. At the 100 strong men contest, where one strong man lifted the dangling leg of a shechted cow to see if the rest of the cow would come up with it, regarding heksher, which reminds us, on the previous Daf, Rabbi Meir said that the blood of a shechted animal affects heksher for its dangling aver, even without the blood touching the aver itself. But Rabbi Shimon disagrees. This Malchokas is explained in six ways. Abai says they argue about a partially divided item where if one holds and lifts a smaller part, the larger part doesn't come up with it, but breaks away. Rabbi Meir holds, Aryuhu Kamot. The smaller part is still considered like one with the larger part. Therefore, the aver is still considered part of the animal regarding heksher. Rabbi Shimon holds, it's considered separate. So at the 100 Strong Men contest, where one strong man lifted the dangling leg of a shechted cow to see if the rest of the cow would come up with it. Regarding Heckscher, another strong man tried to attach a big hand sticker onto a live cow to indicate the cow may be a yud for its dangling limb. Which reminds us, Rabbi asks, can a living animal become a yud for a dangling limb? The aver can become susceptible to food tuma, but the animal itself is not. If tuma touches the animal, will the aver become tame? This question is left unresolved. So at the 100 Strong Men contest, where one strong man lifted the dangling leg of a shechted cow to see if the rest of the cow would come up with it. Regarding Heckscher, another strong man tried to attach a big hand sticker onto a live cow to indicate the cow may be a yud for its dangling limb. Next to where some of the cow's severed flesh was placed, that was not matame, which reminds us, Tanaim exclude bas min achai from being matame in three ways from a pasuk. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, ma misa she'eno osa chalifin, just as death doesn't generate a replacement, so too anything severed from a live animal is only matame if it doesn't generate a replacement, such as an aver. This excludes basar, which can regenerate. Rabbi Kiva says that just as an animal has gidim ba'atzamos, sinews and bones, so too only something with sinews and bones, which separates from a live animal, is matame, excluding basar. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you want a block of leaven which one designated for sitting loses its status as chametz and may be kept on Pesach? That's on daf. Kuf Chav Tes. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you want the basar porsh min achai, flesh that comes off a live animal, is not matame? That's on daf. Kuf Chav Ches. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you discuss what the halacha is of combining two shomrim together? That's on daf. Kufya test. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you learn that human skin is tamim in the rabbanan to prevent making one's parents' skins into spreads? That's on daf. Kufcha beis. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that according to Rabbi Shimon, food forbidden even to non-Jews cannot become tame? That's on daf. Kufchav test. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you discuss congealed liquid which exudes from the meat which combines with the meat for the shear to transmit tumah? That's on daf. Kufchav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we have a question whether a live animal can serve as a yud for a dangling aver? That's on daf. Kufchav ches. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you learn that a dangling aver and basar are susceptible to tumas holchlin? That's on daf. Kuvchav Zion. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn the difference between a human aver min achai and aver min ameis? That's on daf. Kuvchav Tes. Good. Number 10. Which daf we mokers are going what the din of a smaller part is if you lift up the smaller part and the larger part does not come up with it but breaks away? That's on daf. Kuvchav Ches. Excellent. All right. That concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.